大家早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
今天呢是我们东波特别的一天。
It is a very special day of our Evangelical Free Church in Walnut.
因为我们两位英文的牧者组成一个教牧的团队。
Because two of our brothers also part of the English pastoral team.
也再一次让我们弟兄姊妹非常确认一件事情。
We are very assured of one thing.
教会在去年庆祝了40周年。
Last year, the church celebrated our 40th anniversary.
我们希望有再多几个的40年。
We hope that we have a lot more 40th anniversaries.
那么我们知道教会有这个 aging 的问题，有这个老化的
问题。We know that our church is facing the problem of aging.
所以我们在两年多前就已经确认说，英文部能不能够发展，是我们教会能不能够继续存在下去的一个重要的一个动力。
So some 2 years ago, we have thought about whether our English congregation can go on, whether we can still have this motivational force with us.
所以呢，今天我们非常高兴，就是有这个机会，有这个敬拜。让我们这两位的牧者可以就职。
So today we're very glad and happy that two of our brothers will come to office today.
我今天要分享的经文是记载在以弗所书的第四章，从十一节到十六节。
The passage I'm sharing today is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 16.
我最主要有两个方面跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
There are two aspects I'd like to share with you today.
第一个呢，请大家从第十一节开始，保罗在这里说，他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
The first one is from verse 11. The Paul says, "So Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers."
保罗在这里提到有五个不同的职分。
He mentioned five different roles here.
第一个他是讲到使徒。
You talk about the apostles?
使徒在早期教会里面要成为一个使徒有两个重要的条件。
So to be an apostle, you have to have two criteria.
第一个就是他亲自见过耶稣基督。
The first is you have to have physically seen Jesus.
保罗可以被称为使徒。
Paul can be called the apostle.
因为当他去到大马士革的路上，耶稣在大光中亲自地向他显现。
Because on his way to Damascus, Jesus shown himself upon him.
第二个条件就是他能够见证主耶稣基督。
The second is he could witness Jesus Christ.
第二个我们看到这个职分是先知。
The second is we see it as a prophet.
先知的功能就是要把神的话传给人听。
The function of the prophet is to bring God's word to people.
第三个呢就是讲到传福音的。
The third is evangelist.
传福音就是要把大能的福音告诉给人。
Evangelism is to bring the gospel to all the people.
然后最后两个职分，保罗特别把牧师和教师放在一起。
The two last two roles are the pastors and teachers that Paul put them together.
牧师就好像主耶稣基督，他是大牧人。
Just a pastor is just like Jesus Christ. He's a big shepherd.
所以我们做牧者的是也是牧人。
So we pastors are also shepherds.
同时保罗也把牧者把牧师跟教师放在一起。
So Paul also put together the teachers with the pastors.
但是今天早上我特别在这个聚会里面，我特别要让弟兄姊妹得到提醒一件事情。你看到经文这里他怎么说？
So today, this morning, I'd like to really clearly remind you here.
他说这五个职分是耶稣基督，是神给教会的。
So all these five roles are given by God who is for the church.
是神赐给教会的。
It's the God who is bestowed upon the church.
所以我们说这是神给教会的恩赐，或者说神给教会的礼物。
So these are the five talents or we can say gifts that God has given the church.
当我们知道这件事情的时候，
So when we know about this,
对于今天早上对于 Byron 对于 Nick 不是说他们有了一份新的工作。
So for Byron and Nick it's not saying that they have a new job.
不是说多了一个 part-time job.
Not to say they have a new part-time job.
是怎么一回事呢
？What's the matter？
就是神把这个职分赐给教会。
Is that the God has given these two roles to the church？
神给这两位弟兄有从上头来的呼召。
The God has called upon these two brothers from above。
神把这两位有呼召的弟兄赐给教会。
God has given these two brothers from above to church。
今天呢，在北美的教会。特别在北美的华人教会
Today in the churches in the North America, especially Chinese churches in America,
有一个非常大的问题
There's a big problem.
什么问题呢
What is that?
就每年神学院都出产了制造了很多的神学生
That's every year the seminary has produced many seminary students.
但是每年华人教会都在寻找牧者，找不到牧者。
But yet every year, Chinese churches are looking for pastors.
那你看这个是不是一个问题呢
？So is that a problem? You think?
你有很多神学院的毕业生。
There are many graduates from the seminaries.
照理来说，教会不应该缺少牧师的。
There shouldn't be lack of pastors in churches.
可是呢，教会没有牧师。
But yet there are no pastors in churches.
那神学生到了哪里去了呢
？Where did the students go?
另外一个问题就是根据统计
According to our statistics
一个牧者在一个教会通常服侍不超过五年的时间
A pastor is usually don't serve more than 5 years in a church
所以因为他的这个 surviving rate 很低啊所以每年每五年教会就有不同的牧者
Because of the retaining rate so late So every 5 years, the church has new pastors.
那到底是什么问题呢
What is the problem here?
问题出在教会
The problem is from the church.
因为当教会在寻找牧者的时候
Because when the church is looking for a pastor,
他不把牧者当作是神给教会的恩赐，当作是给教会的礼物
They don't treat those pastors as gifts from God.
所以有的时候我们这个名字要改一改，就是说，比方我们。寻找牧者的时候，我们说这个叫 search committee。
So we might have to change our names. When we're looking for pastors, we call ourselves a search committee.
但实际上我们真正不是找一个人来 fill the position.
But actually, we're not filling a position here.
而是教会需要寻找一个真正有心意、有神心意的人在教会侍奉。
But the church really needs somebody who is willing to serve, to be in the church.
神学生呢也有他的问题。
Seminary students also have their problems.
现在很多神学生去读神学院，他并不是为了要侍奉。
Many students who went to seminaries is not because they want to serve.
所以就造成今天教会的怪象。
So create this this kind of strange phenomenon.
有很多神学生。
There are many students.
教会没有牧师。
There are no pastors in church.
那所以当我们开始在教会。在我们的教会，在等待、在寻找牧者的时候
，So when we're looking for, waiting for these pastors,
我们特别就注重说，在我们中间侍奉的有没有神给他们有侍奉的心意在我们中间。
So emphasize whether these people that serve in the church, do they have the heart to serve?
那今天我们有这两位的弟兄在我们中间。
So these two brothers among us today,
我感觉到有一个特别的意义。
We have a special meaning.
第一个就是。我感觉到我们的教会虽然人数不多
Even though we have a small number in our church
但是我们的根基是非常稳固的
But our foundation is very strong
这个呢我们在这个时刻我愿意说我们特别纪念我们的创会的牧师陈牧师
At this time I really especially want to remember our founding pastors Pastor Chan
因为他的这个 legacy 他的这个特别的属灵上面的根基给我们建造了
Because of his spiritual legacy that founded this church.
但是在同时的时候，我也感觉到在过往的许多年里面
Also at the meantime, and I've thought about in the past years.
神借着弟兄姊妹，借着家人，给这两位的弟兄的祷告，神垂听了他们的祷告。
Lord has through our prayers of different families have listened to our prayers.
所以我记得以前从妈在跟我们在一起的时候。
So I remember when my mother Chung was still among us.
从妈，我不晓得我讲的是不是一个那个。现在因为年纪大了，有的回忆是不正确的。
So maybe I said it wrong.
他说， Byron 想要去开餐馆的。
Byron wants to open a restaurant.
他说一定要跟 Joanna 讲，要让 Joanna convince Byron 不要去开餐馆。
I have to talk to Joanna to convince Byron not to open a restaurant.
但是我记得，虫妈最大的心愿就是希望 Byron 可以把自己完全的奉献给。
I know the biggest hope of Mother Chung is to have Byron dedicate all of himself to God.
那我也记得两年多前，当 Byron 来到我们中间的时候。
I also remember 2 years ago when Byron came to our church.
我就给 Byron 和 Joanna 这个挑战。
I give this challenge to Byron and Joanna.
我说，你们心目当中完美的教会，你们没有找到。
You haven't really found this ideal church.
那你们可不可以在这里？这是你们属灵的家。你们可不可以来建造这个教会，成为你们心目当中的教会
？So can you come and build this church to be your ideal church？
所以他们回应了我的挑战。
So they responded to my challenge。
但最重要的不是因为人的因素。
Most important is not because of as human，
而是因为他们回应了神给他们的呼召。
But because he responded to the calling from God。
对 Nick 也是一样。
Same for Nick.
在两年多前，当 Alex 离开我们的时候
，So 2 years ago when Pastor Alex left us,
我就问 Alex， 我说你可以给我提供什么帮助呢
？So I talked to Alex. Can you give us some help here?
他说我可以给你一些名字，他可以来做你的这个 guest speaker.
I can give you some names and they can come to be your guest speakers.
那么我就，他其实就给了我一个名字，就是 Nick。
So actually, he only gave me one name, which is Pastor Nick.
但是他特别讲，他说你要请他的话，你可能要给他一个 ride.
So he especially said that if you want to hire him, you have to give him a ride.
因为假如你更多的了解他，你知道他在2021年的时候做过两个这个器官的移植。
So if you know him well, you knew that in 2021 he had two organ transplants.
他在我们中间两年多做。做这个讲员。
He's been our speaker for the past 2 years.
但是我们还没有决定要请他以前，他在去年就告诉我说，他说我要成为东波的会员。
Before we decided to hire him, he said to me that I want to be a member of the church.
所以今天早上弟兄姊妹要很清楚的明白这一件事情，我们不是因为有两个 new job opening。
So, brothers and sisters, know this, that we don't really have two new job openings.
我们不是说要请两个人来帮助我们做一些我们不能做的工作。
We're not here to hire two people that help us to do things we cannot do.
保罗在这里很清楚的，他说这是神所赐的，他所赐的。
Paul clearly says here, this is all from God.
然后呢，到了十二节、十三节，他提醒我们。也就是今天早上，也许是这两位弟兄要得到提醒的。
So, verses 12 and 13 remind us here also what these two brothers need to be reminded.
十二节他说，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
然后十三节这里他说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Verse 13 here, until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这里很清楚地提醒我们，这些人赐给教会，他们在教会的职责就是要建立基督的身体。
So clearly reminds here that people that have been given are to build up the church.
也许我们当这两位弟兄来这里的时候，我们可能有一些错误的盼望。
When these two brothers come to church, maybe have some false hope.
哇，希望他们恨不得一下子20个人就可以变成100个人。
We'd like them to make the church from 20 to 200.
这种盼望是合理的。
So this hope is it's logical.
因为教会是需要有人的，教会是需要有弟兄姊妹的。
Because the church needs people.
但是弟兄姊妹也让我们提醒今天。美国文化里面很多所谓的 mega church， 他们人很多。
So please be reminded in the mega churches in U.S. today, there are many people.
他们人很多，他们的问题也很多。
But there also have many problems.
美国最腐败的就是 mega church.
the thing that's the worst is mega church.
我今天早上在主日学的时候，大家最近有没有看到这个 news 上面？这个人叫做 Robert Morris。
Have you read about the news? Recent, there's a Robert Morris.
Robert Morris, 他在德州的教会，不光他自己犯罪，他的同工也犯罪。
Not even his sin himself, but his pastoral staff also sinned.
所以牧者在我们教会的职责，最主要不是要让人数增长。
So the issue here is not to have people grow in number.
最主要的是神给他们的交托。在十二节这里说要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
But more important here is to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
也就是说，要把神要他的儿女所听的、所遵行的，要告诉他们。
So he has to tell his children to listen and follow.
以至于让我们可以。认识耶稣基督，长大成人。
So we can listen and know Jesus Christ to be mature.
所以这是第一点我要跟弟兄姊妹分享的。第一，让我们今天都很清楚明白，这两位弟兄是神赐给我们的。
So this is the first point I'd like you to all to know that these two brothers are given by God.
第二，就是这两位在我们中间要建立基督的身体。
So a second point is that these two brothers will build up the church in Christ.
那接下来从第十四节到第十六节。
Following is verses 14 to
15. 你请弟兄姊妹特别先来看第十五节。
Well, especially first look at verse 15.
保罗在这里说，他说：“唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与元首基督。”
It says, instead speaking the truth in love, you will grow to become the every aspect the mature body of Him who is the head of Christ.
所以保罗在这里特别讲到，在基督徒的群体的生活里面有三件重要的事情。
So Paul especially mentioned three things here in the body of Christ.
第一就是要讲诚实话。
The first is to speak in truth.
但是当你讲诚实话的时候，你要用爱心来讲诚实话。
So when you speak in truth, you have to use love to do that.
当你用爱心说诚实话的时候，你就凡事长进，连与元首基督。
So when you speak the truth in love, you will have a relationship between Christ and to that is the head of the Christ.
那我愿意说，这个三节的经文，特别是对我们所有的弟兄姊妹讲的。
I hope that all these three verses are for us.
因为啊。一个牧者能不能够在这里建立基督的身体，就跟弟兄姊妹可不可以用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与耶稣基督也有非常重要的关系。
Because whether pastors can build up a church here, all matters whether we can all speak in truth and love and build a body in Christ.
我有一年在那个 San Francisco, 就是 San Francisco 的这个Chinatown 的这个播道会开会啊。
One year I was in San Francisco Chinatown, the church to have a conference.
那么，他的牧师啊叫 Wing So, 香港来的应该都知道啊。
The pastor there is called Wing So from Hong Kong.
那 Wing So 在那个教会做了很多年的牧师。
Wing So has been a pastor there for many years.
所以呢，他就说啊，他说很多教会啊。他说聘牧不成功跟会众有关系。
He said many pastors, many churches have failed to hire the right pastors as, because of the congregation.
他说因为会众会怎么样呢？
What did the congregation do?
他说会众当牧者刚刚来的时候呢，他会把他当作这个偶像。
So when the pastors just arrived at the church, the congregation would treat him as an idol.
所以他说，当他刚刚来的时候，就好像这个，这个牧者啊，头上戴着光环，什么都好。
Just like this pastor has a halo on his head, some everything is good.
后来呢，他说过了一段时间，他就说发现原来这个牧者啊，原来是一个跟我们一样的。
But later we found out that this pastor is just like us.
所以呢，他说接下来呢， 就给他那个，就给他讲坏话了，就给他。
So then we talk bad about this pastor.
所以我记得以前陈牧师啊，他就说，他说我们会有那个吃完饭，做完礼拜就去吃饭。
So remember, Pastor Chan said that in the past, after our service, we went to lunch.
他说有一道菜叫做炒牧师。
There's a dish called fried pastor.
牧师讲道就是这个餐桌上一道最好的菜。
That's the best dish on the table.
不是讲牧师讲的多好。
It's not to say that how well the pastor preached.
而是说牧师怎么又把原来讲过的东西又讲了一遍呢？
How could the pastor repeat what he talked about before?
所以这个是第二步。
So that's the second one.
第三步呢？就觉得实在对这个牧者忍耐不下去了。
So the third is that you cannot really stand this pastor at all.
然后呢，就千方百计的又要叫他走路。
So you try to use many methods to make him leave.
你去看到很多教会，他对牧者的态度，他就是这样。
So you see many churches that treat the pastors like that.
所以这个Winsow 他就讲。他说一个牧者能不能够在这个教会继续下去跟会众有很大的关系。
So Pastor Winslow say that whether a pastor can stay in a church it really matters for the congregation, what to do the congregation.
所以保罗他在这里讲到这三个方面在我们回到十五节。
So we'll go back to verse 15 that what Paul said.
他讲他说要用爱心来说诚实话。
He says, speak the truth in love.
你要有爱心才可以说诚实话。
You need to first have love and then to speak in truth.
然后呢你才可以连与耶稣基督。
Then you'll become in every respect the mature body of Christ.
当我们来建立基督身体的时候
When we're building up the body of Christ,
假如我们注意这三个方面的话
If we focus on these three points,
那我们就看到我们信徒与基督的关系是连与耶稣基督。
We see that the relationship between disciples and the church is because the body of because of Christ, the head of the church.
假如我们连与耶稣基督的话
，If you treat the body at the head of the church,
连与耶稣基督的包括牧者，也包括会众。
And those who treat the body at the head of the Christ, the church also include pastors and congregations.
当我们连与耶稣基督的时候，我们会发现信徒之间的关系就不同了。
We say the relationship among brothers are different.
第十六节他说，全身都照他联络得合适，百节各安各职。
So from verse 16 it says that the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament.
然后十六节的下半节他说照着个体的功用彼此相助便叫身体渐渐增长在爱中建立自己。
And the second part is to grow and build itself up in love as each party does its work.
假如我们用爱用真理用连与耶稣基督来建立基督的身体。
If you use a love and truthAnd the head of the church to build up the church.
那么就让弟兄姊妹跟基督之间有紧密的关系。
So we can have this close relationship with brothers and sisters and Christ.
也让弟兄姊妹之间彼此相爱。
And also allow the brothers and sisters to love each other.
那我特别讲，在今天这个聚会里面，我特别讲弟兄姊妹的爱，你特别要爱牧者。
So today I'd like to emphasize that you really need to love your pastors.
这个爱牧者不是只是说对他讲一些赞美的话
Loving a pastor is not to say good words to them
是用爱心来讲一些诚实话
But really say the truth in love
以至于让我们可以彼此可以保罗在这里说彼此相助叫身体渐渐增长在爱中建立自己
As Paul said in the verse 15 here, is that we should grow and build ourselves up in love.
那回想我自己在东波啊，在东波。
Thinking about myself in the Evangelical Free Church Walnut.
我来到东波是2000年，我是做实习生。
I came here in 2000 as an intern.
那么然后呢，我04年正式加入教会作为一个教牧同工。
And in 2004, I joined the church as a pastoral staff.
到现在，假如算从做同工开始到现在，已经是超过二十年了。
So from the time I joined as a pastoral staff till now, it's over 20 years.
那么现在我出去，他们就对我说：“他说哇，你是多么的忠心啊 ！How faithful you are.
So they tell me that how faithful you are.
但是其实我可以很清楚地告诉弟兄姊妹，假如没有弟兄姊妹的爱护，我不可能在我们教会可以服侍这么久。
I clearly tell you that if without the love of brothers and sisters here, I could not stay here.
假如没有弟兄姊妹用爱心来说诚实话
，It's not because of the truth you said in love, and you just love yeah, you said the truth.
假如我们没有连与耶稣基督
，If we did not treat God as the head of the Christ, the church,
我也不可能在教会服侍那么久。
I could not serve in the church for such a long time.
事实上，中间坦白讲，中间有没有想过要离开呢
？Frankly speaking, have I thought about leaving the church midway?
真正有过这样的想法。
Yes, I had this thought.
但是弟兄姊妹的手把我拉住了。
But the hands of brothers and sisters pull me back.
因为我知道弟兄姊妹爱我。
Because I know that brothers will love me.
那，我特别跟你做这个见证。
I especially do this testimony with you.
因为刚刚提到琼妈啊。
Because we just mentioned Mother Chong.
那我记得我们教会很多年前在有一个 ranch， 好像是 Hastings Ranch 有这个退休会啊。
Remember many years ago, we probably at this Hastings Ranch, we had this retreat.
那么那时候是我跟琼妈第一次见面的。
It was the first time I met Mother Chong.
琼妈就是说，所谓的见面就是说正式认识了。Okay.
Meaning the first time we met is a formal introduction.
她说，我感觉到你讲到还是有 potential.
I felt that you still have potential in your sermons.
就是说我讲到还不是很行啊。
Saying that my sermons are really not that great yet.
她说，我希望你听听我儿子的讲道。
I hope that you listen to my son's, preaching sermon.
然后呢，在那个很多年里面呢，我讲道的时候啊
，So after many years in my sermons,
这个我讲道，琼妈就是我的会众。
Mother Chong was in my congregation.
所以呢，我每次讲道呢，她都眼睛大大的盯着我。
So every time when I preach, Mother Chong was focusing on me.
然后完了以后呢，她就说。小杨啊，这里这个不能讲，那个不能讲。
Pastor Yang, you shouldn't talk about this or that.
然后呢，我们坐在一起这个 fellowship 的时候
，When we're having fellowship together，
他就这个有的时候就 touch 我的这个 fear， 他就说不许动，因为年轻人很容易在那里晃晃晃啊。
So don't tremble, because you know he touched my feet and said don't tremble.
你说这是不是一些诚实话呢
？So are these the truth?
但是我从来没有觉得心里面不愉快。
But never felt unhappy about those.
因为这是爱心说诚实话。
Because these are truth and love.
那么等到17年的时候，我要案例了。
So in 2017, when I was being ordained,
那个时候呢，琼妈就已经在北加州跟 Byron Joanna 住在一起。
So Mother Chong was already in San Francisco with Byron and Joanna together.
那么这个琼妈特别就打电话给 Helen， 她说你一定要跟她去买一套好好的西装。
So Mother Chong called Helen and said, you need to make him go buy a very nice suit.
我说不用了，我有西装啊，我每个礼拜都穿西装。
There's no need. I have suits. I wear it every week.
他说：“这个是你特别的时刻。”
This is your special moment.
所以你看今天这个西装。
So look at my suit today.
这是 Helen 和 Billy 陪着我去 Macy 买的。
This is what Helen and Billy they accompanied me to buy Macy.
Ralph Lauren.
From Ralph Lauren.
他说要买最好的。
You have to buy the best.
Okay. 那我就告诉你说，为什么一个牧者可以在教会可以服侍那么久，不是因为说他 faithful。
So why does a pastor could serve the church for so long? It's not because he's faithful.
或者可以说他的 faithful 因为什么呢？是因为弟兄姊妹对他的包容，对他的爱。
It's because of the forgiveness and love that the brothers and sisters have to him.
今天这两位当他们来开始他们的侍奉的时候
，So these two brothers when they started their service here，
他们不是完美的
，They are not complete。
所以也需要弟兄姊妹用爱心来说诚实话。
So, brothers and sisters, please say truth in love.
要凡事长进，连与耶稣基督。
So to treat the head of the church, the Christ.
所以今天在这段的经文里面，我们有三个方面希望弟兄姊妹可以去思想。
So the three aspects, applications that you need to ponder about today.
我们每一个人在教会有侍奉，都是神给这个教会的恩赐。
We all have different roles in church. These are all like gifts from God.
你如何在你的恩赐上面建立基督的身体呢
？So how would you build the body of Christ in your ministry role?
你怎么样又可以用爱心来说诚实话呢
？And how would you speak the truth in love?
你怎么样又可以在爱中来建立基督的身体？
And how will you build the body of Christ in love?
但愿我们弟兄姊妹一起可以跟这两位的弟兄，让我们一起来同工。
May we all work together with these two brothers.
无论他们做得好的时候，给他们点赞。
No matter if they do a good job, say yes.
做得不好的时候
，in not such a good time,
给他们。
And also give them encouragement.
我跟 Baron 的约定，我是说，我说我的盼望是你做到退休，做到你从这个牧者的事工上面退休，你一直在我们教会。
And my hope to Baron was the hope that you can be in this position until you retire. You can be in this church until you physically retire.
那 Nick 呢？他过去。曾经在五间不同的教会有侍奉。
And Pastor Nick, he has served at five different churches in the past.
我跟 Nick 的，我跟他讲，我说希望这是你侍奉的最后一间教会。
And I said to Pastor Nick, I hope this is the last church you will be serving at.
那同样的，我们也希望说，我自己的一个祷告，就是施洗约翰的祷告。
Also, my prayer myself was just the prayer of John the Baptist.
我们都到了这个岁数
，all reached this age，
我们都应该像施洗约翰所说的，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
You should all be like John the Baptist, as he will grow and we will be down.
我们都是这个 transition 的一个角色。
We are all in the role of transition.
希望通过未来的十年、十五年。把教会交给更年轻的一代，让他们可以让东波可以有更大的发展。
Hope in the coming 10 to 15 years, we can give the work to all these young generation and brothers and sisters, so that the Church of Evangelical Free Church in Walnut can prosper even more.
求神祝福这两位的牧者。
May God bless these two brothers.
也求神带领我们的弟兄姊妹跟两位牧者一起来同工。
And may we with the God guide our congregation to work together with these two brothers.